The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
A Story of the Rose is a story of love. Go to FTD.com and save 15% through February 14th with code CRUSH15. And celebrate your love story with iconic roses, florals, and gifts from FTD.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe. Totally secure. Super fast payouts. In as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets. Live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up. This is Prime Cuts, the best of the Colin Cowherd podcast. Loaded week. My buddy Nick Wright and I, so many great topics. How Belichick stomped on the Bills. Why Nick thinks Mahomes and the Chiefs get unfairly criticized. Dave Wonstadt on the potential replacements for Big Ben, and he had great insight on Mario Cristobal, the new Miami Hurricane coach. And Chad Millman, Sharper Square. First, though, my top takes of the week. So I've heard a lot over the last couple of weeks about people complaining about coaches who lack integrity. And I roll my eyes at this stuff, obviously. I've talked ad nauseum about this, but I wanted you to just remember this, because I don't think you've probably thought about this. And I guess that's my job, to bring up stuff you haven't thought of. When Nick Saban, the greatest college football coach in the history of the sport, that created the greatest dynasty in the history of the sport, was head coach of the Dolphins, he famously said during the season, "I am not going to be the Alabama coach." 2 weeks later, he left for Alabama. Integrity. He had 3 years left on his contract at $4.5 million a year with the Dolphins. Kim Bocamper, former Dolphin turned sports talk personality, said Wayne Huizenga, that's the Dolphins owner, was in the garbage business for years. Nick Saban may be the biggest piece of trash he's ever collected. integrity. Bill Belichick, the greatest coach ever. Before he went to New England, he became head coach of the New York Jets for a day. Then he bailed. He scrawled his resignation letter on a napkin that said, "I resign as HC of the NYJ." So it seems like we should know the difference between integrity and somebody who has the smarts to chase a better opportunity when he sees it. Let's use a new word, naive, for those of you who don't get the business. Speaking of all these new college football coaches, as I talked about, I think the other day on the podcast, there is no perfect coach, right? Everybody outside of Saban has a hole. Lincoln Riley doesn't have a huge presence, soft-spoken. Brett Venables, in an offensive era where Nick Saban admits you can't stop anybody, he's all defense, little dorky, little quirky. Brian Kelly is a complete stranger to the South, a weird fit, and basically only got one coach from the Notre Dame staff. He's got to totally rebuild the LSU staff. Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame, has no big game experience, no head coaching experience. And Mario Cristobal's never developed a quarterback. I would say Lincoln Riley and Mario Cristobal have the greatest chance to succeed. They both play in weaker conferences in recruiting hotbeds. So I think Cristobal and Lincoln Riley, by year two, will be building noticeably better programs. I think Marcus Freeman and Brian Kelly could be a little rocky early. I mean, do you think Brian Kelly is going to build the perfect staff? He's harsh. He's not Southern. He can rub people the wrong way. And Marcus Freeman's going to take a while to figure out the head coach thing, right? It's going to take him a while to be on that sideline and realize he makes the big call. I don't think there's a bust in the group, although I think Brent Venables is in a weird space. So as he moves to the toughest conference, the SEC, that's a big disadvantage. They bail on an offensive system that's as good as any in college football, the Lincoln Riley system. Secondly, it's very much understood that if you go to the SEC, defense no longer dominates it. The best quarterback does. Cam Newton did. Joe Burrow did. Tua did. Mac Jones did. Bryce Young did. It's no longer dominated by the best defense because the rules have all changed. So Venables has no history of being offensively clever. As I've said before, whatever side of the ball you're on, those are your greatest allies and your greatest information. So I'm interested to watch Venables and his big roadblock. He's going to the SEC. We didn't know if this thing was going to work for Oklahoma in the SEC with Lincoln Riley and momentum. I think he's the one coach that could have a very, very rocky beginning. Years ago, I created a segment. It's my highest rated segment. It's called Colin Was Right, Colin Was Wrong. And when you're an opinionist, I noticed watching political opinionists, conservative or liberal, and sports opinionists, nobody ever acknowledges they whiff on stuff. It just disappears into the ether. So I created Colin Right, Colin Wrong. And I do it every Monday, top of the second hour. It's always my highest rated segment of the week. And I think it's fascinating to watch Tua. I've been both right and wrong on Tua. Generally, Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, I'm right. Baker Mayfield, I'm right. There's been other times I never thought Kevin Durant would go to the Warriors. Total whiff. And then when he got to the Warriors, I didn't know how it would work. I was skeptical. Total whiff. But Tua is fascinating. I loved him in college. And then before he played a game with Miami, I said, where's the it? I keep seeing he's hurt. He's small. And so I looked right. And he had a very bumpy first year and a very bumpy start to here this year. But, you know, when I watch Miami, what they really are is a poor man's New England. New England does everything slightly better than Miami. But, you know, I think one of the things you can see in this league, look at some of the quarterbacks winning right now. Taylor Heineke's won four in a row. Tua is winning. Mac Jones is winning. We don't think of these as big arm, big stature, dynamic athletes. But in all three instances, What do you have? Defensive coaches and quarterbacks that don't make a ton of mistakes. Taylor Heineke, Mac Jones, and Tua. And so in my world of calling right, calling wrong, I've said before, I always thought Tua could win games. I'm very skeptical about him winning divisions and playoff games. But I have to acknowledge, Mac Jones and Tua share a lot of similarities beyond their college, Alabama. They really do. One's left-handed, one right-handed, but they're really accurate. They get rid of the ball quickly. They don't tend to be big interception throwers. They throw a nice, soft, deep ball, but don't have a ton of zip on it. They love throwing to the tight ends as an outlet, and they're both better with a strong running game. But as I watch Tua, I say, oh, I've seen this. It's called Mac Jones in New England. It's just the better version of it. So I have no problem acknowledging that Tua is not only going to finish this year, and I'll ask Dave Wanstead that about it, but considering it's a weak draft, there's certainly an argument to be made. Don't waste your draft on a quarterback. Don't waste your pick on a quarterback. Build the offensive lineup. You went out and got receivers last year. You've spent money on free agency on the defense. Build up your running game and your O-line. Go with Tua this year and next year. And just keep your eye open for available talent. But I don't have a problem being wrong. I think Tua has really become a left-handed Mac Jones. I think that's exactly what he looks like. All right, my buddy Nick Wright, co-host First Things First. So I want to throw, we like theories. We have sort of our belief system. So men and women cheat in relationships when they don't feel like they're getting something. It can be intimacy. It can be support. It can be help with the kids. It can be a variety of things. But they don't feel like they're getting something. And so they make horrible decisions and stray, starting emotionally, then physically in relationships. And New England's system is very interesting. So Brady took a pay cut most of his career. And I've noticed this in my career. When I feel I'm getting everything, I am much more willing to cut my bosses a break. And so Brady always felt, I've got the best coach. I always had a top five defense. I always have a top offensive line. I always have better than average running backs. I have a great owner. I can take a pay cut because I appreciate the support. Right? And New England does not ask their quarterback to wear a cape. They do not ask their quarterback to throw sidearm or left-handed. Nor do they feel pressure with their quarterbacks to ask them to do that. They don't feel like they have to validate his contract. They don't feel like, hey, we have this super talented guy. We owe him Josh Allen, Mahomes, Herbert. We owe him deep throws. He's too talented, Lamar Jackson. So as I watched Mac Jones, I thought to myself, if you base quarterbacks on how they fit the system and what they're asked to do, I can argue Mac Jones is a top 10 quarterback based on what he's asked to do. And he will probably take a significant pay cut. Because back to my original theory, if you feel boxes are checked in your life, you don't feel like you have to get every penny or every acre of real estate from your employer. And I think it's the secret sauce behind the culture of the Patriots. Nobody's the highest paid because players innately feel we have a better coach, a better defense, better home field, better owner, better plane, better support, and all people are willing in that space to give more.
Counterpoint to that, my friend. He threw three passes. That's the counterpoint. The counterpoint to all of that brilliance and eloquence is it's the fewest passes thrown in an NFL game in 40 years. Maybe, just maybe, I agree. We don't ask you if you're in New England to throw left-handed. We don't ask you to throw, you know, a deep 60-yard seam route. but we don't trust you to throw 12 passes. You can't give us the Jimmy Garoppolo playoff run where you threw a nice round 8. The idea, like, let's be fair. Now, do I think Mac Jones will be top paid? No, because you'd be insane to pay the 17th best quarterback, which is about his ceiling, top money. Like, come on, Colin. I love you, man. But let's be honest about what we saw last night. It took 6 hours, and Patriot fans wanted to mind meld you into thinking this was Georgia Tech against a service academy running the ball 55 times and winning 35-3. Josh Allen had 5 separate throws to win the game. As effective as the running game was, they scored 1 touchdown. So why didn't they score more points? Because when you run the ball every single time, your offense is capped. So why did they run the ball every single time? Because for as smart as Mac Jones is and is locked in and, oh, he wouldn't even talk to Peyton Manning the week of. And that was very impressive. Wow. He did, by the way, have time to file 2 separate cringeworthy trademarks the week of. Like, he had time for that, but he couldn't talk to Peyton. Why didn't he throw the ball more? Well, maybe because the coaching staff didn't trust him to, because there were strong winds. Now, luckily for him, you know, it's the first NFL game ever played in wind, Colin. And Buffalo and New England are just known for their perfect conditions. I see this. Can I tell you what I thought last night was about? I thought what? Last night was about Bill Belichick understanding the job better than anyone in the business, which is Belichick. This is the analogy I used this morning, and I'll use it again here. Belichick coaches every individual game as if right before kickoff, someone kidnapped his family. And they said, we're not giving them back unless you win. So he is not focused on, well, I need to get this guy touches. Well, I want to win this way. Well, what will the... No. What can I do to win in the moment? Oh, the Ravens playoff game? There's a rule I can exploit that people are going to afterwards call me even more of a cheater. Don't care. Need to play this card. We'll play it. Oh, I've got to have Edelman start throwing passes. Been holding on to that all year. Don't care. We'll play that card. Need to do it. Last night it was, I think Belichick went into that game saying, if we have 0 turnovers, we win. Now, they had 1 turnover, and because of that, they almost lost. Like, the 1 turnover led to a touchdown, and they almost lost because of it. And I think he said, I trust my running backs not to fumble. I don't trust Mac not to throw a pick. He threw 1 pass the first 3.5 quarters, and it was 4 yards high. It was an amazing catch by, what was it, Jonnu Smith? So I think Belichick went into that game saying, like he does every week, by any means necessary. I think it's his brilliance. I think other coaches want to win, but they also want to win their way. They want to win, you know, and get things rolling for the next week and set things up. Belichick treats each game like it's an end-of-life event. How do I win this game? And then we will move on to the next thing. That's what I thought the brilliance of last night was.
Last time we talked about Kansas City, and Mahomes had a pass against Green Bay down the sideline, and you said, I think it's going to ignite something. And, you know, Mahomes is interesting. So when he came out of college, Lance Zierlein, who's the one radio host, Houston,
I know,
who I trust when it comes to college personnel, he's really good at it. And he uses a phrase with Mahomes in his college review, which is fascinating because I was told this. I posed this to an NFL executive. He said, Mahomes doesn't have a repeatable throwing motion. It's angles. It's over the top. It's side. It's very clever. It's not terribly repeatable. And if you look at Brady, he's obsessed by it. Breeze is obsessed by it. Russell Wilson is obsessed by it. Peyton's obsessed by it in that it is just so rote. It's memorized. This is how I throw it all times. When I watch the game against the Broncos, he is getting, I don't know if it's mechanically loose, but he's getting into a habit where he's getting a little quirky a little too often for me, that I'm seeing too much sidearm. And I think there's a part of Mahomes that Andy Reid doesn't want to overcoach him, but I almost feel like he needs to. Like, they're scoring on script. Off script, Mahomes becomes more of what Lance Zuerlein was concerned about. It's not repeatable. It's very quirky. He gets mechanically loose. And I do think sometimes when players are gifted, Nick, they're harder to coach because you don't want to put them in a box. Mac Jones's Tua are very easy to put in the box.
Right. No,
much harder with Josh Allen.
And I do think it could add a level. It has added a level of variance this year we haven't seen previously. I also think that there is some of this stuff. Once again, the interception he threw against the Broncos was a nearly perfect pass that Tyreek Hill in the hands. Like, so much of the Mahomes noise goes away if just forget everything else that has happened. If just Tyreek Hill doesn't have the most drops of his career this year, he has the most drops of his career, and four of them have turned into picks. That's an absurd number. Like, so just, and right. So, but I do agree there is an element of the layup throw that of all, if we lined up all the great quarterbacks in order,
yes,
Mahomes might be the least likely of those, of the 10 greatest quarterbacks ever to go, you know, 98 out of 100 by himself on a field on a layup throw because he has some quirkiness, because it's not the same thing every single time. That I agree with.
It's funny. In my staff meeting Monday, I said that. It's just exactly what you said. I said, the best young quarterback at the layup is Justin Herbert. His throwing motion is the exact same. It's almost like a javelin throw deep. It's like he's got the steps down. He's the best layup, young layup quarterback in the league. He, by the way, Tua's pretty darn good at it. Is that it mechanically, Tua's limited. So he has a very repeatable throwing motion. Herbert's not limited, but he is a little mechanical. I would say it's fair to say Peyton Manning could be a little mechanical. He looked the exact same way. So I think that observation is fair, is that there are going to be times, it's almost like golfers who are long off the tee. They're gonna struggle with their wedge. They're gonna struggle with their short irons.
And the thing with Mahomes was his first 3 years in the league, he's pretty close to perfect player. He's top, what is he? Like the sixth or fifth most mobile quarterback in the league. So there's Lamar, there's Kyler, there's Jalen Hurts. And then he might be the best just running quarterback Josh Allen's probably better because he's bigger. So Mahomes probably like the fifth most mobile quarterback. He has the strongest or second strongest arm. He can make every throw on the field and was just pure raw accuracy numbers. The best in football other than Rodgers. So it's like, okay, he's the best or second best at everything with, and by the way, he makes the most impossible throws of any quarterback in the league. And in back-to-back years, he threw 5 picks and then 6 picks. So it's like, okay, he never turns the ball over, makes all the throws. This year, he has had a little bad luck. He's had a few bad decisions. He's missed some open reads. He's missed some layups. What is so frustrating, and I please, at some point, let's get back to the Bills. Because the Bills, you and I did end up with ketchup and mustard on my face last year, so I'm going to take something of a victory lap this year. But on the Chiefs, here is what is frustrating to me. People have decided, and I don't know why, that the Chiefs have to win a certain way. The Chiefs beat a team that came into the game with a winning record by 13 points. And it was not as close as that. It was 22-3 with 5 minutes left. The Bucs played a worse team than Kansas City, beat them by 13 points, nary a word of criticism. Played the Falcons, beat them 30-17, that's 13. 22-9 is 13. People have decided the Chiefs aren't, the Chiefs defense, which by the way, since week 6, it's 8 weeks, number one scoring defense in football, that they're not allowed to win that way. That if the Chiefs win that way, it doesn't count. That like, oh, there must be a problem. And by the way, why would the Chiefs defense be awful the first month of the year and then great after? Well, what if you got a whole new defense? What if the first month Frank Clark was hurt, Chris Jones was hurt, you didn't have Melvin Ingram, you were playing balding Daniel Sorensen instead of Juan Thornhill, and Javarius Ward, Next Gen Stats says, has been the best corner in the AFC. That's half your starters. So here's why I'm so bullish on the Chiefs. If going into the year, I told you, the Chiefs are going to be 8-4 after 12 games. What is the most dangerous version of them? They start 6-0 and then go 2-4 the next six, or they start 3-4 and win 5 in a row. You would say, well, the more dangerous one is the one that's peaking in the moment.
Right.
Okay, first point. Second point is, how are they winning? Everything's 35-32. Same old Chiefs. Everything's 35-32. Is that more dangerous? Or if I said, it's weird. Mahomes has had the worst month of his career, and they've won 5 games in a row, 4 of which through their defense. I think you'd be like, holy shit, that's a dangerous team. Because Mahomes is going to get better. And that's who they are.
Right.
And people, so the Chiefs, a lot of the Chiefs talk frustrates me. The Bills talk doesn't, however. They might miss the playoffs. How about that, Bills Mafia?
NFL playoffs are almost here. We want to help you stay on top of the action. FanDuel Sportsbook's giving you a $10 bonus if you place $20 in a same game parlay bet. Easy money, right? I'm going to take Buffalo to bury the Bucks and the over. How about that? I love that. Easy payouts, fast payouts, easy to use. Get paid in as little as 2 days. America's number one sportsbook. Same game parlay bonus live during weeks 13, 14, and 15. So lock in some winners today. Enjoy a $10 bonus on FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up. Promo code Colin. Get 30-1 odds on either team to win in the Browns and Ravens rematch. By the way, love Cleveland in that spot. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. That's promo code Colin. Exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbookfanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
In Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers. Drive sales. Manage your day-to-day. Reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase. Shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, he's my buddy Dave Wannstedt. Try to bring him on every 4 or 5 weeks. Former Bear head coach, Dolphin head coach, playoffs with both, Fox NFL analyst, Pitt Panther coach. So the rumor came out, Adam Schefter broke a story that Ben's telling people I'm out. So if that's true, there's two or three options. Dwayne Haskins, draft a quarterback. I could make an argument for Mitch Trubisky, a guy that you always said, you know, made the playoffs twice. If I said you're running the organization, go get Trubisky, the backup in Buffalo, give Dwayne Haskins a second shot or draft a quarterback, where do you go?
Well, from a draft standpoint, they're not going to draft Kenny Pickens from Pitt. Now, I'm a little bit partial to him. I think he could be the first quarterback drafted this year. Okay.
You don't think they'll take him?
I don't think it's been. I tell you, when Tony Dorsett came out, there was always kind of a mentality. When Dan Marino came out, there was always a little bit of a mentality with the Steelers organization, going back to Mr. Rooney, that we do not want to take someone from Pitt because if it doesn't work out, you know, there's a lot of hard feelings in this city. I mean, it's a double mess for us. So I don't think I don't think they would draft Kenny Pickett, even if they thought he was the best guy. I really don't. You know, you name some good free agent, options. I mean, they're not. They're relatively
Garoppolo.
Yeah, they're relatively a young team. You know, with Najee Harris, they've got some young offensive linemen. You know, a couple of those young defensive backs. TJ Watt's got, he's a young guy comparably. So I think they could afford to get a draft pick, or Mitch Trubisky would not bother me. I don't see Haskins being a guy. I really don't. I mean, I you know, God bless him, but I don't see him being the future at the Steelers.
No, I mean, listen, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be on the market. That's potentially. Mitch Trubisky's on the market. We can say all we want, but they've won. You know, they've gotten to the playoffs before. One's gotten to a Super Bowl. One's gotten to the playoffs twice. It's better than an old Ben, in my opinion. Okay, so you coach college football with Jimmy Johnson. You won a natty at Miami, and you know the sport well. You coached at Pitt. So I want to talk about two things with college football. And I don't care about the playoff right now. The first thing is I have defended coaches leaving the where they're leaving, and this is why. Because once they introduced the early signing period, so there's now two recruiting days.
Right.
It screwed the coaches. So you essentially, if Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly don't bail immediately, they lose 10 days of recruiting, and you're just giving those players to Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, or you're giving them to Oregon, Washington, UCLA, or whoever recruits the West Coast. So the NCAA, to me, is at fault here. Once they created the early signing period, coaches have no life. I mean, you essentially are recruiting year-round, which I think is an awful thing for coaches and their family. And secondarily, like Luke Fickell, I understand, because he's going to be in the playoffs, so you don't want to leave. But Notre Dame had a long shot to get into the playoff. And I think Brian Kelly looked at it and thought, listen, every time I play one of these Georgias and Bamas, I know I have far less NFL talent. I'm a 60-year-old guy. Okay, this is my last shot. LSU job, they're not going to hire me if I'm 64 years old and this guy fails. So I kind of defend Brian Kelly. I don't think he's always the most likable guy. Your takeaway on it?
You know what? Brian Kelly, and I was told 3 years ago, you got to go back with Notre Dame. Notre Dame kind of is the old Al Davis mentality. 10 years is about all that we want to hear your talk, your win one for the Gipper talks, and you want to hear us. And Lou Holtz, after 10 years, they basically said, Lou, you have been fantastic. You won a national championship, but it's time to move on. And knowing what I know about Notre Dame, and I know this 3 years ago, Brian Kelly, before Bruce Arians got the job, he was trying to get the Tampa Bay job. And last year, he was trying to get the Philadelphia Eagles job. So my point is, Brian Kelly was looking to move on. And I'm sure that it was a mutual feeling, even though it was never public. I bet you, you know, there was a mutual feeling between administration and the coach. Okay, we've kind of been here and done it. You've done a great job for us. We appreciate it. Now, what's next? What's next? That's the Notre Dame situation. The Oklahoma situation, you know, and I coached at Oklahoma State for 4 years, so I know Oklahoma. And now they're going to the Southeast Conference. The whole competition level goes up. And in the state of Oklahoma, I remember having a conversation with Mike Gundy. And out of 85 players, 70 of them on his football team, where he says they have to be from the state of Texas because there's not enough players in the state of Oklahoma to be able to compete and get good players. Well, now they're going to Southeast Conference and the stakes get raised. Competition's a lot better than it is in the Big 12. We all know that. So I think that Lincoln Riley's sitting there and he's saying, at USC, I may not have to get on an airplane. You know, I can drive 6 hours any direction I want and get all the players that I need to win a national championship. There's just as good a tradition or better at USC with Heisman's, national championships, and recruiting. And they're going to pay me X amount of dollars. So to me, I think that was a move for a job, thinking that this is a better opportunity, where I think Brian Kelly's, that he was kind of looking for, it was time. He was looking for a way out, but he wasn't going to just take something to take it. And this was obviously, from a money and stature standpoint, a great opportunity. So I think it was two different situations.
Okay, Mario Cristobal, my source, which is one of the moneyed people, one of the four or five moneyed people with the Miami Hurricanes I've been in connection with all weekend.
And he said that, you know, it was all but crossing T's and dotting I's with Mario Cristobal. So when we record this on Sunday night, I see your shirt.
Okay.
I don't know what will happen, but I've been told two things. Mario's from Miami. His wife doesn't love Eugene, number one. Number two is, if you look at where Oregon's at right now, there's a feeling he's sort of topped out. And he can go and be one or two in the Pac-12, or he can go to the ACC with Clemson and be one or two in the ACC, and his family lives at home in a recruiting hotbed. So to me, the only reason he wouldn't take the job is finances, because the facilities now are new. I mean, they have to play off campus. That's, you know, that's the case. But the only reason he wouldn't take it is he doesn't get the coaching money pool that he wants for coordinators. But I totally get his move. Do you?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, Jimmy Johnson and I were talking about this yesterday. And Mario's brother, Lewis, played for us at the U. And I know Mario very well, you know. So, I mean, I got Oregon gear in there that I work out in. So, I mean, I've got a great relationship with him. And my agent, Brian Harlan, who you know, he is Mario. Yeah. He's Mario's agent. So I've got a good feel for this. And this is the one determining factor. Having lived in Miami for 4 years, for 10 years in Miami, between the Dolphins and the Hurricanes, the Cuban community is about as close-knit family community as there is with any nationality or any group of people. And in Miami, you know, the Cristobals, you know, Mario's brother Lewis is a police officer down there in Miami. And the family ties, I don't know, you know, how much of an emphasis or what's the quality of life to be with family, you know?
Right.
And that's what I think could be the determining factor in this. It may not be money, assistant coaches, facilities, any of that stuff, conferences. The determining factor could be being close to family. It's a long way from Eugene to Miami, Florida, for any family to see you, your wife, your whole bit. So if it happens, I guarantee you that Lewis's connection and his wife and the family in Miami, that's going to be the deal breaker in this.
You know, the first thing I thought of, it's not great news for the SEC because Mario is going to put a fence around, you know, I mean, that county, he's a great recruiter. He's got a presence. He's a great recruiter. They'll run the football. He'll get the crowds going up. Whether or not he develops great quarterbacks, every coach outside of Saban has a hole. That's the knock on Mario Cristobal. But my takeaway was, I mean, he'll really, when you and Jimmy were there, of the 25 recruits annually, how many were from like Dade County and Miami?
Majority of them. I mean,
wow.
I mean, we
like 20.
Our philosophy was what I said originally. We were not going to go unless it was a quarterback, you know, or an exceptional player. We would not go any farther than a 6-hour drive from campus. And you can you can get into Orlando. You can go into Tampa. You can go, you know, so, I mean, you can cover the whole darn state within 6 hours and get all the talent you want. You just got to be a good evaluator. And that's Mario's strength. I mean, he can evaluate talent. He can recruit. I remember when I was at Pitt, we played Mario when he was at FIU and they had this little, and we beat him, but only beat him by a touchdown. He had this receiver that caught like 15 passes against us. And afterwards we're standing at midfield talking. I said, you know, who the hell is this guy? And he says, his name's T.Y. Hilton. He says he could have gone to Miami. I said, he's still playing and making those same plays at the Colts. But the point was that he can get talent. And he had a running back. I can't remember the guys now, but you're correct. He's going to get players and, you know, in his pedigree. I mean, he's been with Saban. He's been a head coach. I mean, he would be great. If Miami could get him, I would be really excited. And I know the city of Miami would be also.
All right, we bring in Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer, Action Network. I believe these are the best lines since about week four. I sharp square, I don't know, I'll decipher that. But let me just start with my game of the year.
Now, the number was great at 3.5. I still like it at 3. Buffalo, and here's why. This is a proud team. They're in a little bit of trouble here. Outside of the Jags in Houston, everybody is still vying for the playoffs in the AFC. It doesn't matter that they don't run the ball particularly well because they couldn't run it against Tampa anyway. They are a humiliated team, an embarrassed team, a mocked team, and a desperate space. I love them to not only beat Tampa, but we know how Buffalo wins, to beat them up a little bit. I love the Bills plus the point, sharp or square.
Totally sharp. 100% sharp. And not only that, for everything you just said, from the psychological components to the on-the-field components to how it plays into what they're really good versus what the what they're really good at versus what the Bucs aren't as good at. You're right. The line opened at 3.5, got that down to 3. Here's what's interesting. So much public money is coming in on the Bucs.
I know.
Again, this is overreaction to what team, what fans see in prime time. That the line bounced back up to 3.5, it's entirely possible you can get this at 4. Like come Sunday, as the late money comes in, that's when the public really bets in that 12-1 Eastern window. Who knows? If you can get the 3.5, take the 3.5 because the hook, I think, will be very important in this game. But I also would not think that this game doesn't get to 4 either. And so if you miss the 3.5, you might get a 4. It might bounce around for a couple of days because the hook is really important. Wise guys are taking the hook. They still like the Bills at +3, but I would keep an eye out for getting the 3.5 or 4.
I'm thinking about putting a couple liens on my house. It's my bet of the year. Bet of the year. I don't say
bet
that much.
Bet of the year.
Bet of the year. Of the year. And I'm talking.
I love when you're that confident. I love when anyone is that confident.
I love Buffalo.
Volumes.
Okay, I think the lines are incredible this week. Love Cleveland off a bye -2.5 against Baltimore. Again, the more desperate team at home. Baltimore is falling apart physically. Cleveland's actually getting healthy. And again, if I think the coach is good, I think the bye week matters more. I like Stefanski, offensive coach. I think right now Baltimore is broken and some of it's just physical. I'm going to take Cleveland -2.5. It's my second favorite bet of the week, sharp or square.
Totally sharp. Dude, you are rolling.
Boom.
Boom. It's like you're a professional. You are 100% nailing
it. Well, I'm a broadcasting professional, so I'm kind of a professional.
Listen, these days, anyone in broadcasting is a betting professional. It's like it goes hand in hand.
By the way, suddenly, I got 3 more games that I love. I have 5 love plays.
You want me to tell you? Listen.
Sure, sure.
Nobody likes to know why they're right more than you. I'm trying to tell you why you're right.
Yeah, so I tell my wife all the time, tell me more. Why am I right?
You're right. Here's why you're right. Number one, I love John Harbaugh and his honesty at that end of that Ravens game against the Steelers about why they went for the 2. Forget about the analytics. It's like a 1% better play to go for the 2 than to go for the tie in that spot. He was just about, I don't have any players left.
That's right. You know,
Marlon Humphrey is down. He didn't have defensive backs to go into overtime with. The Ravens lead the league in players on IR. They're down 3 of their 4 starting defensive backs. The Browns are coming off a bye. They got healthier. I've heard reports from camps that Baker Mayfield has looked really good in practice. But they also played the Ravens before the bye. So they've essentially been prepping for this team for almost a month. Meanwhile, the Ravens are coming off like just such a physical game where they are hurt even more. You've got Hunt back. You've got Chubb back. The defense is as healthy as it's been all year. Divisional game. We talked about this last week with the Steelers and the Ravens. You get a divisional game, especially in the AFC North, where a home team is favored by more than 3, you're taking the underdog. You get the home team favored by less than 3, you're taking the favorite.
At the Volume Sports YouTube channel, rate, review, subscribe on Instagram, Twitter, all that shit.
the volume.
Are you ready for the big day? Not your big day, her big day, Valentine's Day. Celebrate the one who caught your heart. Go to FTD.com to save 15% through February 14th with code CRUSH15 on fresh, florist-delivered flowers for your sweetheart. See website for details. FTD, give with meaning.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.